Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Did you know that giraffes only need 40 minutes of sleep a night? But humans need anywhere from 7 to 12 hours. If that feels like a tall order, it doesn't have to be. Start with sleeping 1 hour more one night a week. And avoid screen time 1 hour before bedtime. Soon, you'll be waking up to a better lifestyle. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com. A program of TSET.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
Well, good afternoon. The futures market ended up today lower for the feeder cattle. We were under quite a bit of pressure, actually, in response to higher feed prices. But the November feeders were 125 lower at 156.65. The index is 154.86, about $2 below where the futures currently are. Of course, we've got about 2.5 weeks. It's the 26th that those expire. Keep in mind that November is a strange month due to Thanksgiving. The feeder cattle futures expire at a little bit different time. January feeders were $1.75 lower at 158.05. The next month, March, down $1.45 here at 159.57. And then December lives down 20 at 132 even. There was some reported 132 cash trade in Kansas. So higher again. We traded at 124 for a couple weeks, and then 126 and 27, and then 30 last week, and now 32. So the cash market's kind of coming alive here for the live cattle. February live cattle were up 12 at 136.82. The April's up 7 here at 140.32. And then the lean hogs up anywhere from 30 to 75 cents. December's are 75.70, up 75. So really, the cash market's coming alive. The box beef has stabilized in the mid-280s. So everything's actually looking pretty good for the cattle market as a whole.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Want a good reason to quit tobacco? We'll give you four. One, think of all the things you can buy with the money you'll save. Two, you'll feel more energized as your heart and lungs heal. Three, you can really enjoy your favorite foods when your taste and smell come back. Four, quitting means more time with loved ones. Shape your future by living tobacco-free. For free help to quit, call the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline at 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
The grain futures generally higher in kind of a surprise move today. The wheat market was leading the way. December Minneapolis wheat was 24.5 higher at 10.48. July Kansas City wheat is back above $8 and making new highs here. It looks like the final tick, I don't know if this will be the final trade, but the final tick was 8.07¾, up about 20 cents on the July of next year wheat. So wheat prices are really good. Chicago wheat up 20 to 25. The soybean market up anywhere from 4 to 6 cents. Yesterday's USDA report was bullish, the beans. Yesterday they rallied, but today they're one of the weaker contracts out of the grains. Today's corn market anywhere from 7 to 13.5 higher. December cotton down 58 at 118.80. The March is up 5 here at 115.24. So as we sort through what's going on with this USDA report and kind of put that behind us, the markets are kind of readjusting here. We also have this inflation issue that we're kind of sorting through. Yesterday's inflation CPI number was 0.6% month over month. Well, that's like 7% annually. So that's pretty big inflation. And it looks like, to me anyway, it looks like it's here to stay. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with the interest rates, if anything at all. But I don't think it's deniable that there are inflation problems.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.